2 Chronicles chapter 23. The world is full of Athaliahs, and it is not benefiting that the Jehudiahs should remain at their holy rites and services if there is a paramount need for action in the world's battlefield and the strife against wrong. Jehudiah risked his ministry and his own life by organizing a coup d'etat, and he did what he had to do, crown David's rightful descendant to the throne that his grandmother, Athaliah, had usurped. The whole assembly made a covenant with the king at the temple of God. Jehudiah said to them, "The king's son shall reign, as the Lord promised concerning the descendants of David." Aware that the king's life was in danger, Jehudiah organized Judah's secret service. The Levites are to station themselves around the king, each with weapon in hand. Anyone who enters the temple is to be put to death. Stay close to the king wherever he goes. The mission of the U.S. Secret Service is to protect the president and other national leaders from possible attacks. Founded at the beginning of the Republic, its protection mission began in 1901 and includes not only traditional physical protection, but also protection against threats from airspace, cyber systems, and chemical and biological weapons. Leslie Coughlett, a member of the White House Police Force, a division of Secret Service, died on November 1950 after two gunmen attempted to assassinate President Harry Truman, who was unharmed. What a stark contrast to our King Jesus, who at the crucial moment of his earthly existence was left alone, and while able to call thousands of angels to help him, he died in our place so that we would be unharmed.